Tira.
Hey, Brian, how are
Yeah, very good, very good. Very good. Hey, listen, we'll just get stuck into it because we're recording.
Yeah.
So this is like our second podcast that we've been doing. We did one the other day, just let people know about the Australian mini football and what we're up to and where we're wanting to take it. And for people who are going to listen to this in the future, this is Tira Thasi. She is the General Secretary of the Hungarian Mini Football Federation, and she was one of the good people that we met over at the World Mini Football Federation World Cup. So those are all our good friends out there in Australia, Tira.
Hello, guys, and hello, Australian Mini Football, and thanks for the compliments. And yeah, we are working together in the Hungarian Federation and also in the European Federation to develop mini football in the world.
That's it, that's it. Hey, so just let the people know, as General Secretary, what you do and how you got involved in mini football in Hungary.
It's a good question because nowadays two of us are working in the Hungarian Federation, Lajos, the coach, and myself. So we try to share the task, but we have several things to do. So first of all, doing the legal part, the organization part, the competitions also. The life of our federation and the life of our football players. Also looking and searching for sponsors and try to be creative in every level. So we are working on the sports marketing part of developing mini football in Hungary, mainly. If I should say a few words, a few sentences, and I can say that that we do these kind of things in our days, and also every week we try to find new organizers. We can start a partnership, also be in contact with all of the Hungarian clubs and the leaders. So long story short, maybe that's how I can explain it to you.
The big job that we all have, it seems like we're doing the same thing all around the world, yeah?
Yeah, we can say that you need several skills to be in this world, and then of course I am a big football fan, so in my free time, watching a lot of matches and always try to find new things, try to find new directions.
Perfect, perfect. So, tell us about the structure of mini football in Hungary, because like in Australia here, obviously, as you probably know, we're quite new to the World Mini Football Federation and the family there, but we're trying to get state leagues or leagues running around Australia in the different states so we can get some organisation. So this year is our first year that we'll have that structure, but I would assume that you guys in Hungary have got that structure and you've got different provinces and several teams playing under the banner of the Hungarian Mini Football Federation. Is that correct?
Yeah, we have a little bit easier task because our country is much more smaller than yours. But we are also in the beginning of the developing because we started it 3 years before. First, our national team went for the EMF Euro in Croatia. And after this first step, we started to organize really the leagues and tournaments. So we started the Super League here in Hungary, where the best teams of Hungary from every part of it playing against each other and try to reach the or try to qualify for the European Champions League. So we have the Super League with six in six different countries in Hungary, and after the main competition, the final for this 12th team. Also, we have cooperation with race and tournament organizers, and we provide them our IT system to organize their leagues and to create the game cards, everything mainly what they need. And for their champions, we organize also another final, which also a qualification for the Champions League in Slovenia. And we organize a small one-day tournament, which is really the best date for this, as we realize these those days that we have bank holidays and long weekends in Hungary. So that's the second and first step for developing, and of course the next direction is to involve more organizers and to organize our Super League in more than six places around Hungary.
Perfect. It sounds very similar in what we're trying to achieve. I mean, we're going to, it's called the State Leagues in Australia, but and then we're going to have a national tournament as well towards the end of the year, and we're looking to find the best players. So with the Super League and the events that you're playing, is that where you find your best players, or does the team that wins that event, do they then represent Hungary, or you pick the best players out of the leagues that you have running in competitions? You find the best
mainly from the Super League, but as I mentioned before, we are in a really good relation with a lot of team leaders, so we are open to their recommendations. And good that you questioned this or asked for this, because next Tuesday we will organize a kind of again, qualifier for a national team for this new talent that coming really from every part of Hungary, and they appeared during a winter tournament, or they are really good in their league. So they were recommended to us, and our coach invited them for a training, and he would like to select the best guys from them, and he would like to invite them for the real training of the Hungarian national team, which will start on next Thursday. Yeah, because we will have a European Championship in August, so we need to start the preparation for that.
Perfect. Yeah, I'm excited to see the European Championships in August. I'm sure it's a massive event, as the World Cup was. I mean, for us in Australia, going to the World Cup in Tunisia was a great experience, and everyone from where we are thought it was just excellent. You know, the people, the teams, everyone was just had a great time, and there was some good football played. But I'm looking forward to watching the online, or whether I can get there in person to watch you guys play against the best in Europe in August. It's exciting, because I think the World Mini Football Federation came off the back of the European Mini Football Federation success. Is that right?
Yeah, definitely. And how is the preparation for your bid going? Because we are really excited to go next year to Australia for the World Cup.
Yeah, well, we've put our submission in, and we believe it's a very strong submission. We've been speaking to all the relevant state and federal parliamentarians or ministers that we need to. The president, Mr. Philip Judah, is coming over in May, late May, to come to Perth to come and meet the tourism and state leaders, and then we're going to fly to Canberra, which is the capital of Australia, to go and see the federal government, and there's a big meeting that's being set there. So You know, everything's we're putting our best foot forward to host because you know we know that we can put on a great event and the people that do come to the event will just enjoy Perth as a host city because it's fairly modern. Well, it is modern, and they're looking to get across the world with tourism. So, yeah, we're quietly confident, Tira, but nothing's ever done until the announcement is made, right?
Yeah, of course, but really good luck for that because it's also a really hard job, but a really, really good experience.
Oh yeah, I mean, like even putting the proposal together, it took us, you know, 4 to 6 weeks just gathering information and putting it into a document that they can, you know, putting videos together. We had like 3 videos in the submission and just all the different things like the hotels and the, you know, different destinations that people can go to and, you know, the nightlife and hotels, the logistics. It's the venues. There's two venues that we can have, and then partners. Is another thing that we're moving forward with. I mean, we've been quite active and we're looking to bring people on to help the team out, Miguel and myself, and grow. So it looks like we're just about to secure one really high level individual to sit on as our chairman, and then probably another advisor who's a very big player in the FIFA game, the 11-a-side. He's a big agent within Europe, and he's an Australian man. So, and then there's another gent who's very big in business that we're discussing. So there's 3 big strong people that we're looking to put on our team, so that we can the best World Cup of mini football forward. So yeah, we're gaining momentum quickly, which is good.
Sounds really good, and also it's a really good opportunity for you to share the love of football and to share the love of mini football in your country. So you can use it as the development key.
Yeah, I think. I mean, mini football's been played here in Australia for many years, as it probably has in Hungary and every other nation. But just to consolidate it and put it forward under the World Mini Football Federation banner, and as you know from what we saw in Tunisia, it was a great event. I mean, the stadium was put up there, the teams all banded together and everyone was there to play football and enjoy it and to win, but everyone helped everyone out. So, yeah, I think the development of mini football will go a long way if it's held in Australia across the globe to show that Australia is on board with the rest of the world, you know. So we're excited.
Yeah, and also I saw that after the successful World Cup in Tunisia, they are started the work to build new mini football stadiums. So it's a really big achievement for all of us, I think.
Yeah, I know. I've been watching. I mean, Argentina is putting a good project forward. Tunisia is putting a good project forward. The African nations are doing strong things. The Euros are on again. We're bidding for the World Cup. I mean, I think us, the people who are involved in mini football and know the product, if we can when we bring it to the people, they know that they will then know that that's why we're excited about it.
To promote a little bit the Hungarian Mini Football Federation again, we will have our first mini football stadium. In just hopefully in a half of a month, so we can start the real work. We will have our brand new pitch.
Okay.
So we are promoting it also here.
Yeah, well, we're also looking for facilities or spaces ourselves. I mean, we met with one of the councils here in Perth, and we were discussing, you know, the growth of mini football as we just spoke in the different nations and people putting great projects forward. So we're putting it out there, and we'll definitely be looking for something similar to what's happening around the world, because it's not going away, right? We're here to stay and keep keep promoting mini football. So, yeah.
That's our aim, yeah. That's why we are working.
That's it, that's it. Now listen, how's your team looking for the European Championships? Are they looking strong again? I mean, you guys were strong in the World Cup. Just wondering how you're looking for this next event.
We have the basic players from the past. Of course, we started to search for the younger, maybe a little bit quicker ones. And yes, I mentioned the training session will start next week. Also, our coach planned some friendlies. We will play friendlies against Croatia. We will go to Slovakia to play against the Slovakian team and the Czech team. Also, the under-21 Czech team will come to Hungary during the summer for a little warm-up before Kiev. And there is a plan to play really before the Euro against the Romanian team, because it's always a big match in every field when Hungary plays against Romania. So we are looking forward this summer and all of the friendlies and all of the preparations, because yeah, of course, last year we reached a bronze medal in the Czech Republic, and we want more.
Of course.
That's how sports are working, in my opinion. So we will start soon the preparation, and the guys are together. So the plan is to reach the medal. Yeah.
Perfect. I think that's about it, Tito. I think we've gone through enough. Is there anything that you want to? Oh no, there's one thing else I was just saying. Make sure to myself, I was saying, make sure that you're streaming these games that you guys are playing, because we like to put them on our Mini Football Australian Mini Football Federation Facebook, so that our people can see the different types of talent that's out there. So if you guys can get it live on your Facebook stream or YouTube, that would be great for us, so we can share you guys to our network.
That's the plan, and also we have a really really good relation with the Hungarian television, so hopefully they will broadcast the European Championship, and also I would like to broadcast the final of our Super League. We know that online platforms are the best to spread it, and also it's good to look the other games from last weekend, the friendlies, English team against the Czechs. I just checked the little part of the matches, so yeah, that's what we are working on, and also just to mention that the next aims are to involve ladies, and also we need to build the youth teams to have good players for the future. So after the men, we are focusing on the women and the youth development of mini football in Hungary as well.
Perfect. All right. Well, it's late here in Australia, so I am going to go to bed. But I want to thank you, and it's nice to talk to you again, because like I said in the beginning, you were one of the good ones when we were there. Nice people from Hungary, the whole team. Everyone was excellent, you know, super friendly, and, you know, just very helpful if anything was required, but then got down to business when needed to get down to business. So, thanks for jumping on our second podcast and our first international guest. So say hello to all your team in Hungary. And, thanks a lot for your time. I really appreciate it.
Okay, thanks again for the opportunity. And same to you. And please, say everyone hello. And, of course, good luck for the World Cup preparation, and hope to be there and see you soon.
Yeah, perfect. All right, Tilda, you take care.
Okay, you too. Thank you. Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.